Area-level community factors associated with chlamydia and gonorrhea among female adolescents and young adults in San Francisco in 2010. Can't hear me?
Basically, we're going to have to swallow the mic.
How's that? Okay. Female adolescents and young adults bear a disproportionate burden of sexually transmitted diseases. African American female adolescents are particularly affected. These disparities in STDs are seen nationally as well as locally in San Francisco. This is the distribution of chlamydia rates among adolescents and adults by age and ethnicity in San Francisco in 2010. Adolescents are depicted by the red bars and adults by the blue bars. As you can see, adolescents have a substantially higher rate of chlamydia than adults across all ethnicities, and African American adolescents bear a disproportionate burden of infections. This slide depicts gonorrhea rates among adolescents and adults in San Francisco in 2010. And similar to what we've seen with chlamydia, gonorrhea rates are highest among African American adolescents. The risk of acquiring sexually transmitted diseases has many layers and is comprised of individual, network, and community level factors. Individual level factors consist of someone's condom use, for instance, or number of sexual partners or substance abuse. Network level factors can reflect the prevalence of disease in a sexual network, whether or not there are concurrent sexual partnerships occurring, and the sexual mixing patterns between higher risk and lower risk groups. Community level factors, which are the focus of this study, attempt to capture the broader neighborhood and societal factors which make up a community, including social disorder, crime, and poverty. Most research to date has focused on individual level or to a lesser extent network level factors. The role of community factors that modify STD risk is not yet understood entirely, and the goal of this research is to address the broader community determinants of infection in San Francisco. We conducted an ecologic analysis by census tract exploring which area level social determinants were associated with chlamydia and gonorrhea rates in females under age 25 in San Francisco in 2010. Chlamydia and gonorrhea cases are provider and lab reportable conditions. We examined all chlamydia and gonorrhea cases among females under age 25 reported to the San Francisco Department of Public Health in 2010. These cases were geocoded to census tract, and tract-specific morbidity rates were calculated using population counts from the 2010 U.S. Census. We geocoded several neighborhood-level factors to census tract. We obtained the location and count of the 51 homicides in San Francisco in 2010 from the San Francisco Police Department and geocoded these to tracts. We also obtained booking date and time and available addresses of the people in custody in the San Francisco jails on four dates, one from each quarter in 2010, from the San Francisco Sheriff's Department and geocoded these. Incarceration rate estimates were then created using census population counts per census tract. We also obtained the latitude and longitude of all graffiti complaints in 2010 from the city of San Francisco and geocoded these to census tract. And the American Community Survey provided survey estimates of demographic and socioeconomic characteristics of communities between 2005 and 2009. The unit of analysis was the census tract. The outcomes were census tract-specific chlamydia and gonorrhea rates for female individuals under age 25 in San Francisco. Separate multivariable linear regression models for chlamydia and gonorrhea explored associations between these community factors and STD rates among females under age 25. There were 1,085 cases of chlamydia geocoded to 152 of 178 census tracts, and the chlamydia rate was 1,956 cases per 100,000 for females under age 25 in San Francisco in 2010. There were 143 cases of gonorrhea geocoded to 62 of 178 census tracts, and the gonorrhea rate was 260 cases per 100,000 in females under age 25. This graph depicts the results of the final multivariable linear regression models looking at associations between area-level community factors and chlamydia and gonorrhea rates as the outcomes among females under age 25. On the y-axis are the beta coefficients, and on the x-axis are the significant explanatory variables. The black error bars represent the 95% confidence intervals around the beta coefficient estimates. On this graph, chlamydia is blue, gonorrhea is red. And as you can see, the tract-specific rate of chlamydia and gonorrhea were both positively associated with incarceration rate estimates. And the magnitude of this association between the incarceration rate estimate and chlamydia and gonorrhea rates was substantially greater than that of any of the other explanatory variables listed. On this slide, I've removed the incarceration rate variable in order to better show the remainder of the community factors other than incarceration that were significantly associated with chlamydia and gonorrhea rates among females under age 25 in San Francisco. Note that the y-axis has changed substantially in order to highlight the associations of the other significant variables. On multivariable analysis, the tract-specific rate of chlamydia was positively associated with the proportion of the population that was African American and the proportion of households receiving food stamps. The chlamydia rate was inversely associated with the proportion of the population below poverty level and the proportion of households which were vacant. On multivariable analysis, the tract-specific gonorrhea rates were positively associated with the proportion of the population that was unemployed and proportion of households receiving food stamps. The gonorrhea rates were inversely associated with the proportion of the population below poverty level, proportion of the households that were vacant, proportion of the households with a female head of household, and proportion of the population over the age of 25 that did not complete high school. An example of the interpretation of the beta coefficient for the food stamps variable is, for every unit increase in the proportion of households that received food stamps in the past 12 months in the census tract, there was an increase of 0.08 in the rate of chlamydia among females under age 25, adjusting for other variables in the model. Also, the adjusted R-squared value of the gonorrhea model was 0.64 and 0.66 for the chlamydia model, which means that the explanatory variables in these models account for 64 and 66% of the variability in the census tract specific rates of gonorrhea and chlamydia, respectively, among females under age 25 in San Francisco in 2010. This analysis demonstrates that there are neighborhood-level factors associated with the rate of chlamydia and gonorrhea among females under age 25 in San Francisco in 2010. The association between incarceration and STD risk has been demonstrated in other studies. Some possible explanations for this association may be a function of untreated or undiagnosed infections brought back to the community from jail, the changing sexual relationships of women left behind when their male partners are incarcerated, or the neighborhood social characteristics or social capital of a community from which large numbers of individuals are incarcerated. The proportion of households receiving food stamps per census tract was also positively associated with both chlamydia and gonorrhea rates. On multivariable analysis, the proportion of the population with income below poverty per census tract was inversely associated with both chlamydia and gonorrhea rates. Poverty has been found to be a risk factor for sexually transmitted infections, so why would it be inversely associated here? One possibility is that poverty thresholds are very low, and perhaps they do not really reflect the degree of impoverishment of a community. For an adult living with two children to meet the federal poverty threshold in 2010, they must earn less than $17,568. Another possibility, one which has been shown in prior studies, is that high poverty areas do not necessarily correlate with high community rates of STDs, and that there are other factors involved, such as individual risk, risk associated with sexual networks, and community factors such as social disorder and high incarceration rates in a community, as seen with this study, that contribute to neighborhood rates of STDs. San Francisco is made up of several neighborhood microcosms, and there are different neighborhood characteristics and risks throughout. For instance, Chinatown has a high proportion of the population living in poverty and a high proportion of adults who have not completed high school compared to the rest of the city but had no female adolescent gonorrhea in 2010. The proportion of households which are vacant in a census tract was inversely associated with chlamydia and gonorrhea rates. This result counters the theory that vacant households contribute to neighborhood social disorder and thus would be associated with an increase rather than a decrease in STD rates. One potential explanation could be that the population in these neighborhoods is less dense, and thus there are fewer people living in close proximity and in the sexual networks. Previous data have suggested that people live close to their sexual partners. And further experimentation may help us better characterize these neighborhoods in San Francisco and see if this association holds true in other cities. So limitations, it's an ecologic study, so we can't draw individual conclusions from these results. Just to briefly summarize, the incarceration rates used were estimates from four dates and limited to the San Francisco jail population. There were subtle changes in census tract delineations between 2000 and 2010. We couldn't geocode all the cases. The ACS data are estimates of community characteristics and not counts. And San Francisco is a unique urban community, and these results may not be generalizable to other cities. So in conclusion, this ecologic analysis suggests an important role of community-level factors in the risk of STDs among female adolescents and young adults, and individual-level risk factors alone may not explain the excess risk of STDs that adolescents bear. Further study of the relationship between individual and community-level factors and STD risk is warranted. Thank you.
Thank you very much.